Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Well, it's a very good morning to Cram.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Doctor.
Hi, Cram.
Marie, how are you?
Good. Last time I saw you was at the 2020 summit.
Yes, that's right.
Haven't we achieved a lot?
We were
invited, you for your impeccable talents and I for my impeccable grooming. So, invited to the 2020 summit to show our leadership qualities
what
to
did
the
you
future of Australia.
What did you contribute to that,
I sat next to Marie. And,
that was your contribution?
What she was doing. Yeah. Basically, we sat next to each other, always the latest.
And how much of your...
We were always the latest. I knew where you were going to sit because you're always right at the back. But there she is. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm writing this thing for the agent. How's it going? Really shit.
You're the tough guy. The bullies at the back of the class.
I was the only rock and roll person
besides
invited
Marie Hardy.
At the last minute by Mr. Garrett himself.
That's and when I think they Johnny Diesel out. Pulled out.
That's right. They freaked out because there was no rock and roll, so they couldn't get anyone
they got
else,
you.
So they got me, exactly.
Because Peter Garrett doesn't fit that bill anymore.
Well, there was a lot of actors, a lot of dance and fine arts people, and everyone was really worried.
And us.
And I sort of stood up in the first day and said, hey, I know things are bad, maybe for you guys with funding. I said, but rock and roll's in a really good state. This is great. What am I doing here?
Good. So and that was your contribution to Australia.
Well, I did have a little bit of an agenda. I wanted to try and get a bit more gigs happening in rural Australia, which I think is a really good thing. And maybe getting things like pubs to get tax breaks if they put on originals bands instead of like having pokies or instead of, and so they
get a great idea.
Cut their, and you can start a scene like a play like. A town like Orange has got a pretty good scene. Like Armidale's not a bad little scene. They're not big. There's some good hip hop in Rockhampton. There's a few different places around the country. But if you could really get the government to help to subsidise it,
with original
give it 10
music.
Years. I mean, look at where you guys started. You know, it was like a tiny station in Sydney only. And now it's so massive. And you can't tell me that corporate would have really done that. It's got to come from
Kevin Rudd does listen to this show quite a bit.
The only problem I have with this whole idea of the government subsidising tax breaks for pubs that support original music is I've just started a covers band. I'm torn on this issue.
Sorry about that, yes. And what is it? What
Chartbusters. It's a duo. It's just me and this girl who wears a bikini and we just play to a dat tape. It's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go around town.
Sounds very good. Big in the UK?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Well, you're not even playing in a group at the moment. You're doing the solo thing.
Yes.
Why so, Cram?
I just felt like it was time to do something because we weren't really doing much.
Spider-Bait.
Yeah. Mm. And I thought I'd go in and do some demos. And, 2 years later, I came out with a record. And I'm like, shit. I mean, I didn't actually go, right, I'm going solo now. I just started to do some recordings. And I think it was kind of like... the main thing was just wanted to know if I could cut it, just because I'd always done a lot of four-tracking. A lot of our stuff has come out like that.
So is it a bit like Rocky? I mean, were you going in there really with something to prove?
Yeah. That's right.
Very similar to Rocky.
Yeah, that's right. I look just like him.
Or maybe more like the wrestler. So
that's right. I am. What was I calling
similar
myself?
Hair,
you're like Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, I'm calling myself Bjorn Bonham at the moment. So that's
right. Which is Bjorn Bonham, why so?
Oh, because I'm crossing myself between Bjorn Borg and John Bonham because there's a bit of a tennis motif. I've done this tennis clip to this song, which I don't know. I don't think it can be played on Rage at the moment because there's heaps of advertising because we did it at the actual centre court at Rod Laver Arena. So we're having to cut. We have to go back in and erase all of the sponsorship so I can get it played on Rage. And the label's like, what are you doing? I said, it has to be played on Rage. Come on. It's the only bloody show I watch,
Especially, well, actually, I'm pretty sure.
So there's going to be a lot of this.
Surely on Saturday night, once Safina and Serena Williams, that match only went for 25 minutes, there was a good hour and a half to just play your video clip, just to fill up time.
We've got Cram in from Spider-Bait and, of course, from his solo record in this morning. We're going to go to news time in just a little while, but let's take a listen to Silk Suits, which is that particular track that has had all the advertising cut out of the film clip.
Hopefully not Alicia Molek cut out of the film clip.
And I'll come back and have a bit more of a chat to Cram in just a little while this morning. You're on Triple J.
On Triple J, we are back. Robbie, Marie, and the Doctor. And Cram, who has been furiously outside, just ripping the brands off everything.
That's right. I've got 50,000 Coke signs in my backyard now. I won't touch the Pepsi, okay?
How did the tennis thing come about? Were you just so keen to attach yourself to a particular sport, you sort of put submissions into the grand final and Oaks Day and just thought, well, whoever bites, there you go. I'll put a headband on. No, I'll wear shoulder pads. No,
all
big
I really
hat.
Want to do is do sport clips. I've got another one that I'd like to do where I'm a racing car driver and we're in go-karts on a velodrome doing a miniature Indy 500. this is what I want to do.
Right, okay.
You know, and it's like, so it's all sport. Sport,
croquet,
it's the rock and roll superhero polo. Gone wrong, you know. But this one, I always want to do tennis because it's just such a classic. Ever since I saw Royal Tenenbaums and that mm-hmm. the dude who loses it, and that old 70s tennis with the yeah. headband and mm. the ridiculous.
Well, you've got the sweatband on your wrist.
Yeah, I'm always ready for a match. I've started wearing bling and sweatbands now. What is happening to me?
This is true.
Who am I?
Are you actually a tennis player?
Yes. Well, this is the whole thing. I'm actually a pretty good tennis player, and that was the whole idea. Is that I'll dress up, I wear glasses, I'll get a professional tennis player to play against me, mm-hmm. you know, and I really wanted it to be Alicia Molik because she's really cool, and I wanted it to be a woman because it'd just be cooler, you know.
Yeah.
And so I turned up and I had a Motorhead t-shirt and jeans and headband and all this stuff, and she's like, "Are you the guy I'm supposed to be playing tennis against?" Yeah, let's go. And I always used this old racket, a Jimmy Connors T3000 Wilson 1975 model. For
he doesn't like brands.
It's a wooden racket.
Yeah, no, it's metal, and it's really tiny. And you know, some kid next door to me said, "Oh, is that a squash racket? You know, it looks really small." So we played, and you know, we had a good rally, and it was a good match. You know, and I it was funny because. It's not like I wrote that song thinking about the tennis clip, but I always wanted to do something like
that.
Did
she kick your ass?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But I won a few points.
I noticed
points.
You were sort of glossing over that story. Hey, just can you be quiet? Okay.
It was a fun match.
No, I did all right, you know, that was the whole thing. And I said, just don't go easy, just go for it, you know, that's the whole thing.
Well, of course, that's the clip for Silk Suits, the first single from your solo record. But the other great passion besides tennis that you have is driving Italian sports cars.
That's right.
Are we going to see
Doesn't everybody?
Have you still got your Italian sports car?
I do, it's in the clip as well.
Is it?
Yeah, you roll up in your Maserati and then and promptly you take it to your local mechanic you have to spend thousands of dollars getting it fixed just to drive it from the pub to, you know, but it's worth it.
It's the
All the rev heads out there know how worth it is. And like, I'm not one of those rev heads who stands out the front of the house with the bonnet open because I have no idea what goes on under the bonnet. I just got it because it looked cool and I just drive it around looking like an idiot, basically.
Right. So you do drive it?
All the time, yeah. Yeah. It's good.
We're talking to Cram. Now, you've got your album, Silk Suits, is off an album mixtape. Every song apparently is supposed to be a different style, a different motif. I heard there was some country music.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of music on your website, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I listened for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a good riff. That's a good vocal riff.
Okay.
It's repeated.
Yeah.
But for the full 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That's.
What's your point, Lindsay?
Discuss.
The man is wearing an armband. Don't mess with him.
It was bloody hard to do. Are you wanting me to do like the Johnny Farnham singing in the studio scenario? Prove to you that I can do it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Is this when you step away from Janet and from Wit? And you bury yourself in a studio and it's just all loops and...
some of it is. I mean, there's other songs which are like acoustic kind of one-take things where you do everything yourself. The whole idea of it was just go into the studio and just see what happens, you know. And it's because I've been in a band for so long and it's so set, you know, what you're doing. And I mean, I love my band. You know, we're really happy and stuff, but... I just wanted to really stretch it a bit.
So how are you going to play live? Because you play drums for Spiderbait and you sing as well. And it's an amazing tour de force to watch on stage, the three of you guys just rocking away.
Yeah,
and
always
has been. Occasionally you sneak out the front of Spiderbait and jump around.
But how are you going to do the solo thing? Are you going to have a drum kit up the front of the stage? Or?
On a revolving Maserati. With tennis rackets on fire coming out of the side.
Alicia Molik in a cage dancing.
Yeah. She did offer to do that. So look, you know,
she always does.
Yeah, that's good. Some of it's acoustic. It's kind of funny because I've been playing a lot of acoustic over the last few years, ever since I had a kid. And, you have to get up at like 6 a.m. now and your voice sounds like this when you get up and it's really low. And so you write all these country songs and it's really nice. To me, it's just as powerful a music as you know, the huge of 30,000 people. It's the same sort of thing, just turned on its head, you know. And I like grooves to sing to, you know. So I'll be lead singing some of it. I'll be playing drums. I'll play a keyboard or another, a bit of harmonica. I'll play acoustic. It's basically meant to be like, you've made a tape of all these records for someone to listen to as they're driving to some other place, you know. But that's the idea, is that I think it's important for me to try and mix it up on stage as much
and
as I can.
And who's in the band?
Know? The band is Ash Naylor from Even, is one of my guitar players, and Andre Warhurst as well.
So a couple of guns on the guitar.
Used to be Max Wade. Yeah, yeah, too. Our set at the moment was essentially was two Les Pauls with Marshall Stacks and drum kit in the middle.
There it is. Well, listen, you know, and when's the album out and when do we see your tour?
In about 6 weeks, the album comes out in March, and then I'll do a bunch of gigs in that March, early April. So I'll let you guys know. I'd really be great if you could come down and bring your tennis rackets.
Cram from Spider-Bite. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.